Well, I think local radio is very valuable, very interesting, and you know, gives a local focus for broadcasting. I've appeared on your program many times, for example, and you know, I listened to it a lot, and you know, I think it's, I mean, it's called local, but in fact it's sub-regional. I mean, your service, Three Counties, covers probably 3 million people, which is the size of a small country. It's a big station, really.
Well, 23 MPs have also signed the motion along with you. Do you expect more will do it in the next few weeks?
Well, I hope so. I mean, three of the six names at the top, one is mine, but three of them are from the government party, and one hopes that they'll be listening to their members of parliament as well as members of the opposition like myself. So it's a multi-party motion. It's not just you know, people like myself who might say, be expected to say these sort of things. I'm also a member of the National Union of Journalists parliamentary group, so in a sense I'm supporting journalists as well. But you know, I think it's about local people having a local station.
All sorts of ideas are being put out at the moment. The BBC must make cost-saving cuts, like everybody is feeling the effect, and the BBC must save that money as well. But what was your first reaction, your gut reaction, when you heard the news that those cuts could possibly come in local radio?
Well, I was absolutely opposed, and I don't actually agree with the theory of why we need cuts. What we need to do, I think, is drive up employment so that you know, people would start carry on paying taxes and don't claim benefits, and we actually bring the deficit down in that way rather than by having cuts. But I made this point a number of times in the House of Commons, indeed in Prime Minister's questions this week. Mm-hmm.
Some people listening might say, look, it's all very well and great that the MPs are behind this, but the reasons why the MPs of all people are behind this is because this is where you get a chance to sound off and address your constituents. It's not really about the service local radio provides, it's about you and your voices.
Well, you know, yes, indeed. I mean, but I think people have a right to hear what their MPs have got to say, and you have MPs of all different parties on. You know, politics is important, and it's important you know what your local MP is saying, and it gives an opportunity. And it's not just one party, it's all parties and all MPs from different parties. So I think it's very valuable in political terms too.
Also with us this morning is Charlie Beckett. Charlie is director of the London School of Economics Media Think Tank. Morning to you, Charlie. Thank you for joining us this morning. Is local radio worth saving?
Yeah, I think it is. I think local media more generally, as Kelvin says, is absolutely vital, especially life is becoming, it's much more important we have information locally because the government is trying to push services out to local areas. We all know that we have to make choices all the time about schools or health or where we live. And so we want to have much more information, actually, to make judgments. But I think things have changed. When I was growing up in Bedfordshire, there was a local newspaper at the Biggleswick Chronicle and Anglia News and a bit of news from the TV, and that was it. Now we're getting information from all sorts of places, including direct from councils and from MPs. Kelvin's got his own website themselves directly. So there's a lot more media out there, and it's not just the BBC.
It sounds hidden in what you're saying is that the BBC and particularly local radio has to maintain its relevance, and does that need to change how local radio is done, do you think?
I think it has to change how it's done. I mean, we have to accept there are going to be budget cuts, and Kelvin can make a case politically, but the reality is there are going to be cuts, and this is partly because the BBC has been growing for a long, long time, and some people would argue that's getting in the way of other media, like local papers and local hyperlocal websites and so on. Now, I would argue, I don't really want to make a choice, no one does, but I accept that the BBC is going to have to thin down, but I would like to see at the same time, I'd like to see the BBC become more of a partner to these other organisations. I'd like to see the BBC, if you like, opening up their studios, opening up their websites and their facilities and the skills that they have to encourage and support much more diversity. I don't want the BBC to dominate, and that's the danger that's happening.
Kelvin Hopkins, is the BBC too big?
No, I don't think so at all. I think it's a wonderful service. It's respected throughout the world in all its aspects. We've recently been campaigning on behalf of the World Service. We've recently saved the Asian Network, which, again, is very important for my constituents. And I think there's no substitute for the kind of live interactive programme we're doing now, you know, with real discussion.
Stay with us. We want to get a last word from both of you, but let's just hear very briefly from the Culture Secretary, Jeremy Hunt. He's talking about how the corporation needs to make sure it doesn't cut its core services.
I would worry if the BBC was reducing its core services because it's probably the most respected news-gathering organisation in the world, and the public want that to continue. They love and respect the BBC for that. So I would be concerned if I thought that any cuts were eating into what licence fee payers say are their core services.
Well, we do know that cuts have to be made across the BBC, and the proposals are currently being put forward in all areas.